here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We are all about Radio Rubber Room here on WHAN AM 1430 and FM 102.9. Hi, Sean.
How's it going, Roger?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing super good.
Yeah, I'm Roger. I'm not Dan. No, I'm not.
If you can't tell.
Yeah. And we got Derek in the other room who's flailing away at the stereo. I think he pulled out his ninja sword. He's gonna beat it to death in here and chop it up in little pieces and stuff like that. But in the studio, we have the Egrets. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, Roger. How you doing?
I'm doing great. This is a. Can you guys go around the room and say your name, what you play, how old you are, what your sign is, blood type, stuff like that? Yeah?
I was waiting for him.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah. We can hear you through the door, Roger.
I know.
So yeah. Until we get the speaker working out, we just can't hear Sean in here, so we can just roll with it.
Okay.
Well, so, let's introduce the Egrets. So that's Egrets.
Egrets.
Egrets like with a silent R.
With a silent
with
R.
With a silent R.
Huh.
Because I want to make things hard for myself. I'm Alex, main songwriter. I play guitar, bass, keyboard. That's about
that's
it.
Much
I also
it, yeah.
Do drum machine stuff, but not when the whole band's here.
All right, who else we got? They're pointing to each other.
My name is Cam. I play drums in this band.
Tom, I play bass and guitar and keyboards.
I'm Ricky, and I play the electric guitar.
And Ricky is Ricky also plays with the
Boy.
Strings off the end of the guitar. That's what he does.
He's a cat.
He's like a little cat.
I'm not a very neat person. I don't clip my guitar strings. And
It's to the endless amusement of your bandmates.
So
that's great.
You play the electric guitar. Yeah. Do you find it's better to play the electric guitar plugged in?
Usually, for the most part, but
not when Ricky plays it.
Because that's what we're trying to figure out with the speaker here. Is it better plugged in or not plugged in? What do you think, Sean? We can't hear you. Just answer, though.
I'll translate. Sean
okay,
can talk. I'll translate.
I think that it's best this way.
He thinks that it's best this way.
It's best this way?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can you sign that to me just to make sure that Roger's not twisting your words? Very nice. Very nice.
Is that a middle finger?
No, it wasn't a middle finger. No,
it was
no.
It his index. His
you're
index.
Not allowed to have middle fingers.
Yeah, you're not. You can't have middle fingers on radio. That's not allowed.
Unacceptable.
And I did almost just bunt, but thank you, Sean. I did almost respond.
No problem.
So, guys, Egrets, and then you also do the Deep Woods Collective.
That's correct.
We're
going to
talk more about that, but just a quick little overview of what that is as well.
We're an arts and music collective based in the Plains, Virginia. Mm-hmm. We put out a lot of different records. We've got 3 for sale right now on vinyl, and Egrets is an in-process project right now.
And so whereabouts is the Plains, Virginia?
It's right by Robert Duvall's house. It's
that's right.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
There's that tree.
Exactly.
They usually have the cars.
Not the little one, but the big one.
And they have those cars in the driveway sometimes.
Mm-hmm. The horses. Horses.
Oh, they have horses.
Yeah, they don't do cars up there.
No cars.
Amish country. Virginia Amish country.
Oh, completely.
So I don't think you can say
this is all acoustic.
Virginia
actually,
Amish means they have mimosas in the morning.
You can say anything you want about the Amish on the radio or TV.
Yeah, they're not going to complain.
It's like the rule. It's okay. I'm Mennonite, so.
Or with electric pulses or anything electric. Yeah. It's very fun.
The Plains is just right on the edge of where Northern Virginia becomes real Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's where it starts getting beautiful.
So what else? What other landmarks near there?
It's a little south,
city-wise.
Little southwest of Manassas, where all the Civil War history is.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's like 45 minutes from DC, hour and a half from Richmond.
Yeah.
Well, very nice. We're going to be back more talking with the Egrets, but it is time to take a little break right now. This is No BS Brass with To The Day here on Radio Rubber.
What? Died because of the use of vitamins. Vitamins may have come in contact with the food on your family's table. If you have noticed any of these symptoms, contact your medical health professional immediately. Feeling overly healthy, having regular bowel movements, great muscle to fat ratio, extended life, great skin, hair, and teeth, increased sex drive and performance, and you may or may not be entitled to a cash reward. If so, contact the law offices of Radio Rub Room at www.radiorubroom.podbean.com.
Comrade, join me at the Republic. Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
In order to live in a more perfect society, it is important to know about money. Money is a way for people to trade goods and services with one another. Some money is printed on paper, and it's colorful and pretty. It can also sometimes be drab and have pictures of 300-year-old dudes on it. Lesser denominations of money are given out as tokens. They are round, shiny things. Different values of paper money and coins generally have different images. Money has many different names like dough, clams, bananas, moolah, cash, and cashola, beans, Benjamins, bills, bread, and the Dippy Dappy. They say money can't buy you happiness. It can buy you yachts, though. Can't buy me love? Negotiable. There's just something I love about yachting. Money is the root of all evil. Well, I'll see you in hell, buddy. A penny saved is a penny earned. Good luck with those pennies, pal. Try grabbing a nickel or 400,000. So if you're looking to get money, you can't afford it. If you have money, share the wealth, friend. Make money a part of your life today.
Yes, yes, yes.
Simon, Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes, yes, yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
That was the Egrets live here on Radio Rubber Room. The R is silent.
It's
Don't
hard.
Forget.
It's hard not to say the R. I'm telling you. I see
apologize.
It.
Like okay. I said, I wanted to make it hard on everyone.
That's fantastic, though. It makes you think. It's great.
Misery loves company. Yeah. Come on, Mickey.
So, where can people find the Egrets music? On the internet?
Nowhere on the internet as of yet, although soon you will be able to hear this podcast, if I'm not correct.
Very nice.
We are in the process of recording. You will be able to find it through the Deep Woods Collective Facebook page. Mm.
So Radio Rubber Room is going to be your internet debut.
Unfortunately.
Oh. So, now where is there to play up in the Plains, Virginia?
We host a venue out of our 200-year-old farmhouse where mm-hmm. we have our studio. We also have, half a dozen other locations around before you get to D.C., and then there are a lot of clubs to play.
Okay, so out at the farmhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the Plains.
The only place really in the Plains proper.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Plains proper.
Yeah.
So what kind of space? I guess describe this farmhouse to me. Like, what's it like out there? If
haunted.
Somebody's going to come see it, it's haunted?
Yeah.
I'm scared. I'm never
that's
coming.
Cool. That's cool. That's way cool.
It was a log cabin built in the 1840s mm-hmm. on a big horse ranch mm-hmm. surrounded by donkeys and horses.
And in like Civil
so
War
crazy
stuff?
Out there.
Yeah. A lot of Civil War history in there?
There are some spirits.
So, yeah. That's cool.
So how often are you playing for people on the farm?
We try to do things about once a month.
Once a month?
It cools down a little bit for the winter.
So take
no pun intended there. just because... it's not as fun to be out there when it's cold.
Oh, I don't know. It can be fun sometimes.
I live in a house built in the 1840s as well that is a house venue, and there is no heat also.
Yeah
that's he knows Sean. What we're talking about.
That's Sean, by the way.
But with... less land, probably.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no farm animals.
No farm.
Well, much to Sean's chagrin. Oh, wait. No, never mind.
So how many people you are pulling out there to a once-a-month gig out there?
It's pretty modest, but, 20, up to 50, usually is about what the house accommodates.
And then multiple bands?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, usually four.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like bonfires and whatnot?
Oh, absolutely.
Always
bonfires. Yeah.
And
marshmallows.
And beverages.
Sometimes we don't provide them.
But you can bring
BYO.
But I can bring
BYOMs.
Very nice. I might, that kind of balances out the haunting for me.
Yeah.
I feel.
they should get a hold of the Ghost Raps guys.
The
Friday night Ghost Raps. We have a ghost show on the station.
Oh, yeah?
We have We have a house band called Ghost Cat as well.
Ooh.
There's a theme emerging.
Mm. I think so. And Derek's going to go run away. He doesn't like ghosts.
I don't.
No.
Does anyone?
I'm okay with them.
Really?
You can't raise your hand on radio, can you?
You can if you announce it.
Okay. I'm raising my hand.
You can if you announce it. And so you said you're going up to D.C. as well, too?
Yeah.
What kind of spots are you hitting up in D.C.?
The Velvet Lounge.
Yeah. 930 Club. You ever play the 930 Club?
Also a farmhouse.
It's a plantation in downtown D.C.
downtown D.C. And also horses and donkeys, I'd assume.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
nice.
You have to ride
elephants.
In the carriage to get to it.
Mm-hmm. So you guys have been playing a lot of farms, stables.
Especially this time of year.
Yeah.
You ever played a manger?
They won't let us yet.
Not yet. Soon.
The lightning bolts come down when that happens, right?
Have you ever played a manger, Sean?
All the time.
No, he's played a manger. He was actually a manger in a play once.
Oh yeah, he was the manger in that play. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't remember
what was
that
play called?
Away in the Manger.
It was cool.
Sean is a manger. That's what it is.
And then unfortunately he got
mange because of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
I did.
It happens to the best of us.
Sorry, I didn't know what was going on there.
As long as you keep it under control, eat the right kind of things, It's no big deal.
Sandwiches. You guys said you are recording an album currently in the farmhouse as well. What's is there a release date yet for that?
No, the problem with the songwriter and leader of the band being an engineer is kind of works at his own pace.
Mm.
I don't work at my own pace. I work at my boss's pace.
Yeah.
Working at a studio, doing it at a studio. Okay.
Live sound. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Working at George Mason University at their Center for the Arts.
Okay. Oh, fantastic.
Doing sound?
Yes.
But that's not where you're recording it. You're recording at the farmhouse.
Yeah,
so
we record at the farmhouse, but we've
just
all
when
got
you have
day
the
jobs.
When you have the time to just sit down and do it, but very meticulous with it. Very.
I try to
he's
be.
He's shaking his head very.
Yeah, he's a perfectionist, which is good.
You can clearly hear that.
So, I mean, do you have a time set in your head where you'd like to get it done, though?
I'd like to see it done by. Oh, what is this now? This is December, right?
2012.
It is almost 2013.
Next.
It is the third day of Christmas, by the way.
Today is?
It's the third day of Christmas.
So the 12 days of Christmas is after Christmas?
Yes. Christmas Day is the first day of Christmas.
I thought it was the last day.
No, it's the first day.
I didn't know anybody. I just thought it had been cut down to one day. I didn't know the song still had any.
Yeah, well, you know, there's January 6th is Epiphany for those, you know. I'm not sure if the Mennonites do that. They might. I don't know enough about that. I might have to pick your brain a little bit in just a bit. But
have to come out to the farm.
Yeah, you know. But the January 6th is Epiphany.
I feel like I'm owed some presents.
Yeah, you're supposed to get them like every day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Today's the three French toast.
Three French. I would love to have that.
And then two turtlenecks and a beer in a tree.
Sorry. What was that?
Three French toast.
That's French toast today.
What about like French toast sticks? Is that doable?
Yeah, that'll work as long. Well, I think you should get more than three of those because they're small.
Yeah, they're just sticks.
They're just sticks.
Well, that's what I was trying to. That's what I was going for actually.
Yeah, you want just a few of them?
I was
going on a
just
diet.
One piece of French toast and three French toast sticks.
Are you being cheap or are you on a diet?
I don't. I'm cutting carbs and costs. I feel like.
I see.
Is that?
It's anti-Christian.
Would that slide?
Anti-gut. No. That's what it is. That's
that wouldn't slide.
Yeah, you can do that. It's going to be tough when you get to the nine ladies dancing. I don't know how you're going to cut down on that.
I got that.
It'll get really hard.
I got that. I'll figure that out. But yeah. So
hey, back to the band.
Yeah, back to the band. How do you guys feel about French toast sticks?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
French toast sticks. How do you feel?
How do you feel about French toast sticks?
Do you feel them at all?
Anything with maple is good.
Anything with maple is good.
If you have a beard, you have to have maple in your life. It's a law.
Yeah. That, you know, those of us with facial hair, love to store stuff till later. And, you know, we have one beardless wonder in there. Yeah. You can't use the middle finger
I'm
on radio.
I'm raising my hands.
So have you thought about growing a beard?
I thought about it, but
he really wants to. It's just
the transplants never stick.
No,
that's
yeah.
the problem. We keep trying to share.
But see, you know, when we are all like looking like me, when you're all looking old, he's still going to look like he's 12 and 15, and he's going to get carded, and all the cute youngins that come to the concert are going to go after him. So.
Is that a good thing?
Don't worry, they already do.
That's a good thing. So do you have maple in your diet?
No sweets.
So that makes me wonder what comes first, the maple or the beard?
Ooh.
Oh.
Maybe you just need to pick up the maple.
Chicken and the egg.
Just wipe it all over my face?
It usually happens, you know, whether you mean to or not.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's worth a try. It's
worth
a try.
I got another 5 years till puberty. I should be all right.
So, the Deep Woods Collective, now how big is that collective? How many bands?
It's rough estimate, I don't know.
20.
Probably about 8 or so.
How many bands have we made?
I don't think we've ever actually counted.
Yeah, we each have solo projects,
okay.
And we overlap a lot, and then we've got some other projects, like the guy Chris Moore, who does all our design work, does our awesome logos, has a really great band, White Bear, that's part of the collective.
We also, we do work for bands that aren't necessarily part of the collective, but are friends of the collective. Shameless plug here, Alex Culberth and the Dead Country Stars.
That's what we're here for, shameless plug.
Great,
we're all
great
about
country band
plugs.
Out of Fredericksburg.
Yeah, Fredericksburg.
We just finished up
band.
Recording their album. I don't know if it's been manufactured yet, but it's at least in the process.
They're on tour right now. They're in Austin, Texas.
No, when you say you guys all record the album, so you guys are all playing different roles? Because, I mean, one engineer...
Stands.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. So you hold the mic stands. He runs the board.
Alex and Tom put on the same shirt.
Yeah?
At the same time?
Yeah. No, Tom tends to fill the producer-engineer role, and I tend to mix the records after they're already recorded.
Okay, so tracking. Okay, I'm putting it more together here. Tracking, mixing.
They can't see your point.
And mic stand. Yeah. Mic stand. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Now you say you do a lot of vinyl. That's pretty cool. We were talking about that earlier.
It's true.
But vinyl has, you say a lot of people don't have stereos, let alone turntables. But I I see lots of turntables for sale, and people are just dying to get turntables.
Sean over here is an avid vinyl collector, by the way.
Well, you know, we happen to have a Facebook page where you can find links to buy all of the vinyls that we've put out. Just saying.
Yes.
I happen to have a radio show that plays songs from local music, so if you want to work out a trade.
Sean will trade you.
I think, actually, on one of your past episodes, one of our records was played on that Warren Hickson Richmond band. So we've already sent some of our products down to you guys.
Now, I'm looking on the Deep Woods Facebook page. Where do you find the links? Did you post them?
Yeah, the internet.
We post them on there every so often. Okay. Shameless plugging. So.
Gotcha, yeah.
There are also a couple record stores up in the Northern Virginia area. CD Cellar in both Arlington and Falls Church, as well as Record and Tape Exchange in Fairfax.
Pipe Dreams in Manassas. Joe's Record Paradise in Silver Spring.
Very cool.
Well, cool. Well, guys, it is time to take another break. We're going to be back with more live tunes from Egrets. But right now, this is The Mystery Ship with Madison Green.
Rubber Room. Now, I have a lot of experience with cake, and I mean a lot of experience. And I'm gonna show you how to make some of my favorites. This is Sean's Baked Goods. It's great. I make cakes, eat cakes, I tell you how to make cakes. Sean's Baked Goods, you're gonna love it. Today, I'm gonna be making some of my dank cornbread. It's great when you want bread and corn, but you only want to eat one thing. The first thing you need is two main ingredients, bread and corn. I like a lot of different kinds of breads, so sometimes it's hard for me to difficult to decide. Today I decided to go with English muffins. That counts as bread, right? Man, those Englanders make some flat muffins. Toast those bad boys and butter and jelly them. Oh yeah, that's the stuff. Where was I at again? Oh, damn, the cornbread. So, right, take some bread and add corn. I prefer popcorn because it's crunchy, and I love the butteriness of it. Remember, it's always okay to snack a bit while baking. Now some secret ingredients come into play. Some of my secrets are watermelon juice and coriander. Man, that's a cool word. Wouldn't it be cool if I named my son Coriander? Coriander the Avenger. Austin. Okay, wrap that thing up tight, place the unit in front of like a loudspeaker or something, and play Dark Side of the Moon. Make sure it's on vinyl. Cool. Hang some posters around it or something. Colorfulness is crucial. Now, sometimes when you're eating cornbread, you find yourself wanting to dip it in, like, stuff. So I'm gonna make some great dipping sauce. Start with one can of beer and add one shot of whiskey. Throw in some wine and avocado and melted cheese and avocado. That's right, avocado two times. By now, the record should be about done, so start dipping. It's awesome to dip, slosh it around in the liquid, make it moist, but not too moist. Cornbread is best enjoyed with cartoons.
Once, quite by chance, there was an extraordinary old universe of worlds and wonder of
cornbread. I love me some cornbread.
Through this universe was a familiar old world of cities and streets, of trees and cars. And there, in an ordinary...
The Tobacco Company, located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaka Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
Babies! Science nerds are nearly certain that there will always be a possibility that they exist. Who will watch them?
I'm slasher porn film director and one-time most dangerous game survivor, Viper Cobra. And my Extreme Baby Survival Center is now open.
Radical!
We'll take care of your buttery baby from the day you take it home from the hospital and turn him into a badass babe napping, rock hard, badass baby.
Badass baby?
Yeah.
Baby is so badass.
24/7 care. There will be no teddy bears.
No nap time.
No coddling.
Your baby will learn to change his own diaper.
So extreme.
We'll whip your baby in the shape with many new programs, including
chainsaw juggling,
tattoo art,
welding,
smelting,
sword swallow,
catfish noodling,
bomb defuse,
lion tame,
alligator wrestling,
gun and knife skill,
moonshine.
Yeah!
Your baby will learn the secrets to the Kama Sutra.
Kama Sutra.
So bad. Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, your baby will learn to fend for itself, only eating the wild game that they must hunt and prepare themselves.
Yeah!
Face the feeding chamber!
Feeding chamber!
One baby comes out.
One survivor.
Yeah.
Now available. Pre-birth training.
Punch, yeah. Punch, punch.
Punch, kick.
Punch, kick.
Punch, kick.
Head punch.
Scream.
Scream,
yeah.
Your baby will perform his own C-section.
To the max.
And when he does, he'll slap the doctor in the face.
Kick ass.
And light a cigar.
A Cuban.
Yeah.
So bad.
Think your baby can't handle this program? I once climbed Everest when I was a baby.
Four times.
You leave your baby with me, and I guarantee you he'll leave here a toddler on a motorcycle with a Class 2 weapons license.
Weapons license.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, we're going to inject protein shakes directly into their chest.
Protein shakes
directly into your baby's chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extreme. Extreme.
Chris Manzelli here to talk to you about a very serious and disfiguring disease that you likely have contracted and given to a close friend or family member through inappropriate sexual contact. Today I'd like to talk to you about herpes. Herpes is a dangerous virus that is carried and transmitted by dirty, filthy, immoral, and soulless individuals like cyborgs and lizard people wearing human skin suits. Herpes has been known to transmit orally via carnival kissing booths and seemingly harmless neighborhood glory holes. Now, most people have heard the name herpes before, but they often mistake it for a deli menu item or a piece of antique furniture you rest your feet on. The truth is, herpes was invented by the Canadians back in 1980 after the U.S. hockey team snatched winter gold from their greedy maple leaf picking mitts and sent them home shamed. Herpes is extremely contagious and can be contracted from any popular activities like kissing, hugging, unprotected sexual contact, fist pounds, poking, eating a turkey, eating a tofurkey, shoe skating, pencil fighting, unprotected pencil fighting, mechanical bull riding, naked wrestling, couch sitting, next to couch sitting, under couch sitting, and anal sex. Herpes can be transmitted through bad music like techno, industrial, dubstep, or techno, and household objects like doorknobs, parachute pants, shoehorn collections, spoon holders, cod pieces, unicycles, and pet ferret weasels. Herpes is not a joke, so next time you consider sitting down in a urinal to pee, don't. Someone might walk in and laugh at you for being gay retarded. If they laugh hard enough, a little spittle could fly off their lip and land on the small of your knee. Then boom, you've got herpes. The more you know.
Over here, and you don't have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah!
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now!
Yeah!
Radio Rubber Room. Awesome.
That was A Place in the Woods by Egrets here on Radio Rubber Room. And sorry, not the regrets.
Not the regrets, just Egrets.
I just got to retract my last statement. And then the first song earlier was Soft as well. So how many tracks is the album looking to have?
I think we're looking probably around 10 or 11.
10 or 11?
Yeah.
A real one. A real one.
A real one, yeah. We might decide to do like two or three EPs instead. Tom's the idea man on that side.
Sure.
What are you thinking?
It depends. You know, I mean, I don't like the music, so it's kind of tough to get me interested in putting this out. That's kind of the real problem.
Oh, really?
What don't you like the most about it?
The man with the money, I guess, has to be impressed, and I'm just not impressed.
We're still working on figuring out how to sell it to him.
Okay, you guys are trying to sell him here on putting the album out.
Yeah.
Sean had a question.
What do you hate most about the music?
Oh, God.
The fact that I have to work with these people.
I think that would be my answer, too.
I always feel like that is a good thing to have in a band. Like, if you want, especially you guys are
pure
on the heavier side.
Unadulterated hatred?
Yeah, of course. Like, then you could just...
But no regrets, right?
You knew that had to come out sometime.
I did that.
I gotta go.
now the concept of... behind the Deep Woods Collective, behind that as well, or where'd that concept draw out of?
We all just kind of have a common interest in building up the local music scene in our area. That's where it started out, was trying to help other local bands. And then it's kind of evolved more and more into putting out, you know, projects of our own passion, personal bands and split EPs and things like that. So it's ever evolving.
And so a couple of Richmond acts you've recorded up there, too. Warren Hickson, Attractions, and Yukon Charlie.
Yeah,
correct?
Yukon Charlie is my solo project, which we have a 7-inch vinyl for sale already. And Attractions, we have a 7-inch vinyl. That's a Noakesville band. And then Warren Hickson, we didn't really have anything to do with the recording or mastering process, but it's a good friend of ours who made a fantastic album. It's in the top five Richmond albums of the year. He's been getting a lot of really great reception in the local area, and I know he's been touring between Richmond and Gainesville, Florida.
Plus, so we didn't record that one. So we didn't record that,
but we just released it, put it out on vinyl.
So basically, working as a record label, kind
of combination of production services, record label, and
so are you actually making a certain amount of revenue from this, or is it still
a certain amount?
We won't disclose that.
I don't want you to.
Well, I won't ask about you guys, but what does a mic stand get paid these days?
Well,
can I say BJ's?
The store? The store? Yeah, the store.
Yeah.
Gift Wholesale. Cards.
BJ gift cards.
Yeah. BJ gift cards.
So not minimum wage. Gotcha.
Not yet.
Well, very nice. So the connectivity between up north and Richmond, do you see that happening a lot more? Because, you know, Richmond's happening right now. There's a lot of stuff
We've
coming out
that,
of it.
Yeah, Richmond's certainly got a stronger, more robust scene. And, you know, we have a lot of friends there, and some of us have lived there in the past. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of strong connection there, and it's a better outlet for live music, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So are you guys getting down here to play at all?
We haven't yet with this band, but
as it happens, we're scheduled to be on a radio show, Radio Rubber Room. And
oh yeah, that one. Yeah,
oh, that's good. Not too late. You guys are in the wrong place.
Y'all's career is about to take off.
No, we will certainly be coming down more often, especially when my season at work ends. That's the main restriction as far as egrets is concerned.
Mm. That's not rock and roll.
It's not.
Yeah, no. Quit your job right now.
Wouldn't you say it's Akinol?
Is your boss
it's
listening,
mostly,
maybe?
In fact, it's mostly classical and dance.
Is your boss listening right now?
Probably not, but if you are, hey, Billy.
No, I mean, I'm saying you should quit right now. And just
say, Billy, take this job and shove it.
This counts as official notice.
Right? It'll take 2 weeks to get on the air anyway, so you give your 2 weeks notice now, and then no.
Yeah, less than 24 hours, right?
I know.
There's a tight ship here.
I know you. I know. I'm sacrificing the rubber room for the humor. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
And it didn't work very well. It wasn't very funny, so never mind.
And by the way, Roger, I was in the middle of trying to figure out this speaker when we first came on. I forgot to actually thank you for being here, Roger, from the Drive-Thru Garage, filling in for Dan.
Hey, my pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, great host.
Well, Dan's taking a little break for a little while. But yeah, really appreciate it, man. Really appreciate it.
Roger the Rager.
Hey, wow, that's a new one. All right, the name is Roger Reynolds. How many nicknames can you think of for that? And Roger the Rager has never been done before.
I think the answer to that is one.
Brand spanking new, nickname. Roger the Rager.
Roger the Rager on Radio Rubber Room.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Alliteration.
Can we have that in quotes? So Roger the Rager on Radio Rubber Room Reynolds?
But that is all silent R's, by the way.
Yeah, silent.
All silent R's.
So it's just silence.
Yeah, that's right.
So now let's get back to the silent R a little bit. I know we didn't talk about it a lot, but you said you did it just to make it difficult.
Yeah, let's go with that. I guess I can say originally I was planning on calling the project Paleface, and I was going to call my first album Egrets with the little R. Then I found out there's some other guy called Paleface, so I can't really do that.
An Alaskan rapper, right?
A lot cooler.
No, Alaskan
is
sure, rapper.
Yeah, why not?
We need to get Paleface on this
but,
show.
But, you know, it's totally deep because it means a couple things at the same time, right?
Totally. What are a couple of things? What do you have a meaning behind it that you know?
I like birds. And I guess if you pay attention to the lyrical content, most of my songs are about my regrets.
Uh-huh.
And they fly away after a while or something.
Yeah. So I don't know if that was necessarily intentional.
Did anyone in the band finish first grade?
Ricky actually never missed a single day of school.
Ever?
It's true.
Ever.
He was in the local papers multiple times.
Congratulations, Ricky.
He's a local star.
But some other guy got on the TV for doing the same thing. So.
Did he just have a better agent?
No, he's more photogenic.
More photogenic.
Yeah. So, you don't put Ricky on camera.
Yeah.
So you never got sick or...
Skip school.
I got sick, but I still went. I'm a
So you just risked every other student's
well-being. Yeah, I had no care for human life.
You're like, I am going to be on the newspaper because I am never going to miss a day of school.
Did it, was it a thing where, like, that was your choice? Or you're like, I'm sick, and, like, your mom's like, go to school!
My parents knew I would never do anything better than this.
So when you're, by the time you're, like, in eighth grade, are you just like, dang, I'm never going to be able to miss another day of school?
Basically, yeah, let's go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a goal you set out in kindergarten?
Second grade.
Second grade.
I
heard
that
I was able to deflect the interview.
So how many days of school did you guys miss?
A lot, I'll bet.
I missed my entire senior year of high school. The whole thing? Half of my junior year, but still somehow managed to graduate.
Very nice. That's
public schools. Public schools.
It's a good enough diploma.
I am entirely self-taught.
That's an achievement in itself.
So.
And you guys, you miss a lot of school growing up, huh?
Not anymore than
school?
The average kid, I don't think.
I miss it now.
You miss it now? It was an instant time, wasn't it?
I was
an instant
big
time.
Pimping. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Then I was big pimping.
Very nice, very nice. So back to Richmond, you know, got that connectivity there. What about other places originally? You go up to D.C., what about, like, say, Charlottesville or towards the west or, to the beach and stuff like that?
I would say right now we're mostly, the bands we work with are mostly Richmond, like the suburban area between Richmond and D.C. and mm-hmm. D.C.
A little bit of Fredericksburg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. We've got another great Richmond act that... we're sort of affiliated with. We mastered her last album, which is also on the top 10 of Richmond albums. Nelly Kate,
mm-hmm.
Her album Ish, and she actually helped us get with Warren Hickson, and so we've just been networking our way through it and expanding as a slow burn.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think? Because you know, in Richmond and even outside of Richmond, now a lot of people are talking about Richmond and the music scene that's bubbling up here. We got. Did you see that Style Weekly article today?
No,
or not today. Yesterday.
No.
Yeah, it was a great one about the Richmond scene, what's been happening this year, all the different things, all the different factors. But what do you think of the whole scene regionally now? You think connecting together a little more too?
Yeah, things are definitely coming together. You know, it's people are getting a lot more open to networking with each other, which is great.
I think I can speak for all of us. I think one of our goals is probably to be just barely affiliated enough with Richmond that we can ride that wave and pretend like we were here the whole time. That's a good goal, right?
Yeah.
That's acceptable.
Yeah.
But now you can start that right now. You can just say, we're from Richmond.
We're part of the Richmond scene. That's all you got to say. Part of the Richmond scene. But there's also, D.C. itself has... even if they're not like pumping out bands like they used to, they still have the 930 Club's still up there, isn't it?
Oh, sure, yeah. And lots of other places that are out
there. The venues are up there. I don't know about if the bands are coming out anymore.
They're there.
Okay, because for a while, D.C. was like this factory of awesome bands, and they kind of slowed down. But
I like most of the bands that I've heard from D.C.
Well, cool. I just haven't been paying attention as much, I guess.
Shout-outs to Dave Klinger.
Yeah. Of Frat Wave, a fan. Yeah. He's been one of our regulars putting on shows at our place, as well as Marion McLaughlin.
What do you call your place out there in the farm?
Just the Deep Woods Collective Art House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whose dog is it, by the way? On your picture there on Facebook, whose dog is that?
Oh, that would be my dog. That's Guido the Bear.
Guido the Bear.
Yeah.
Full name?
Yeah. Guido Muckluck the Bear.
Guido Muckluck the Bear. He must be purebred then, because you have to have, you have to have hardcore names for dogs that are full-bred.
No, Husky Bernese Mountain Dog Mix.
Ooh, that's a good mix, too.
Yeah.
And just for our listeners, we do have a nice box of candy sitting here on the desk. And
we do.
Cam decided
covered
he
stuff.
Wanted some. So Cam's got some candy, and I think I'm going to do the same.
I know. Go right ahead. Help us. Everybody help yourselves. If you hear chewing over the microphones, then that's just all it is. It's leftovers from my Christmas Eve show. And these things last for 3 or 4 decades.
Yeah, get right up on the grill there.
Gom, 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 nom, nom, nom.
Well, I appreciate the amenities, Roger. And, my mouth is a little full, but I like chocolate.
Okay.
And I appreciate you.
Well, my 1-year anniversary of the new incarnation of the drive through with Raj is January 9th, so I'll have a sheet cake. So I hope to see you there.
What's going to be going on with that?
Sheet cake.
Just sheet cake?
Sheet cake.
All I heard was sheet cake.
Sheet cake.
No, I mean the reincarnation of...
I thought you couldn't say sheet.
Sheet cake. S-H-E-E-T. Yes, that's right. Sheet. You know, it's because I left for... I was doing the drive through. I left for a while, and I came back last January.
Oh, the one anniversary of the reincarnation. Of,
yes.
I thought you were going to do something... I thought you were, like, starting it over.
No. I see what you're saying. No, it'll be the first annual reincarnation of...
And there's going to be sheet cake.
And there's going to be sheet cake. That's all you guys really need to know about.
This is our one-year anniversary of the show we did 1 year ago.
Thank you for reminding me, Sean. I totally forgot about that.
Wow, man.
Totally forgot.
What a historic day. And you guys were here to see it.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah. Back to the band.
Yeah, so other than, you know, hanging out partying on the farm, what else is there to do in Plains, Virginia?
Hanging out, partying in the plains.
Commute to work.
Yeah. Ride horses.
Mm-hmm.
Look at donkeys.
Steal. Uh-huh.
Now, some great hiking.
Do you like push a bale of hay down a hill?
We do. There's lots of firewood chopping.
Good. Firewood chopping. Man, I'm there.
Is it like
I'm
chores?
There. Yeah, chores.
It's Goose Creek.
Yeah, there's a creek. We swim in that.
And oh, really?
In that.
We get deep.
Yeah.
Deep woods.
It's like commuting with the Ascended Masters.
Are there any girls in the... No, it's the Plains, Virginia.
Our town has a definite article.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the band is not... And is this what... you know,
the Plains
already had
the articles covered. We figured we didn't need it.
So basically, the happening place in the Plains, Virginia...
It's true.
...is the Deep Woods Collective house. And you guys all live
Dutch
in the house.
Henry's, right?
Yeah, it's the four of us living there. And so it's really easy to churn shit out. Shoot
stuff.
Come on,
stuff.
Man.
Who's the best roommate?
Sheet cake. No, what?
Who's the worst roommate?
Ricky's jumping up and down.
I am both.
He's the man.
So Ricky votes for him.
He cleans up the hair in the sink, I'll bet.
Who has the tiny room?
Yes.
I think that's me, actually.
Yeah, Alex lives in a foyer of the house.
Oh, yeah?
With a curtain for a wall, and that's not an exaggeration at all.
No, it's not.
Is that cheaper rent?
Actually it is.
Is that why you chose that, for the cheaper rent, or...
It's just a fringe benefit.
It wasn't necessarily a choice, but yeah, that's what I have because of the cheaper rent.
Would you draw straws, or...
Pretty close.
I live in a master closet.
Yeah.
Hey, at least you got the master clothes.
No heat.
No heat in my house.
I hope to see that someday.
So all the clothes that I'm wearing right now, that is actually my pajamas.
Sean, I've been dead 3 years.
It is pajama day at Radio Rubber Room here.
That's right.
This is what I slept in last night as well.
Ew.
What?
Nothing.
It's cool. I showered in it, too.
Did you really?
No.
No wonder it's kind of wrinkled.
No, he doesn't shower.
Yeah, I did not shower. It was insane. So, guys, we are about to take another break, but go ahead and let everyone know where they can find more about Deep Woods Collective.
The interwebs!
Yeah, we've got a page on Facebook for Deep Woods Collective, and you can find all our records online on Bandcamp and through our Facebook for now.
And the Bandcamp is?
Bandcamp for each record, so it's warrenhickson.bandcamp.com,
okay.
Attractions.bandcamp.com, yukoncharlie.bandcamp.com.
All right, guys. Well, very nice. It is time to take another break, but we are going to be back with more of Deep Woods Collective and Egrets. Oh, I just said Radio Rubber Room, but it all had silent R's. ADO Upper. I abbreviated it, but ADO Upper Room. No. ADO Upper Room.
Abba.
Abba.
Boom. Abba.
All right, guys, this is Brother Bill, also from up in the northern region of the VA. This is Too Young. We'll be right back.
And we're back to Radley Rockwell's radio show.
Hey, buddy, somebody left the door open, huh?
Well, I was waiting here since last week.
Oh, you've been here since last week.
Yeah,
I was wondering. I was
that
like
handyman.
A raccoon crawling and dying here, or there's something funny smelling in here. But
my bad.
I guess that answers my question.
No, it was Radley. It's Radley.
I commissioned the handyman to construct me an entire hidden room in this building.
Oh yeah,
and it is twice as large as every other room in the building combined.
Oh, really?
Every other room combined, so it's basically another building?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a drive from here.
Oh, it's not even in the building.
Not even in the building, no.
So you stayed in the building, just not in the building. You stayed in a satellite of the building.
In the vicinity. There's a tunnel that you can drive through to get here from my secret room.
But you don't have a car?
Radley gets driven. You get driven everywhere, don't you, Radley?
I do have people that do that for me. The driving, you know.
That's very nice. So what'd you do the whole week?
I survived the apocalypse.
You did?
That was good.
That was a good...
One of us did.
Yeah.
Noah, has anybody seen any I Survived like 2012 t-shirts or anything?
I haven't seen a thing.
No. Everyone missed the boat on that, I feel like. Everyone missed the boat. Right, I haven't seen one yet.
I think that you are on to something, man. That
yeah,
sounds
but
I'm
just like everybody else. I'm late with it.
It sounds like a winner.
Do you think it was because everyone was really scared?
No.
No? Were you scared a little?
No. I was actually there when the Mayans made their calendar.
Oh, yeah?
And it actually ends on the 13th day of the 13th month.
It's March.
13th month, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
It is true.
What month is that?
What does that translate to, sir?
Like December 49th or something.
December 49th?
That is the last day of the world.
Luckily, I don't trust you.
They should name that 13th month after you, huh, Radley?
I would be more than happy. I would like it to be like a six-day month or something.
and you can ride them or whatever. Use them to fight off the great white sharks.
Yeah.
I find that a great white shark, like, even though it is one of my biggest enemies, that in the water, I am very terrified of them. But on the sidewalk or something, I will just kick the hell out of it all day.
Yeah.
So it's like one of those circumstantial things.
Just like my grandmother.
Exactly what he said. we don't condone that. So
my grandmother, she makes the best brownies, let me tell you.
Yeah. I would have guessed that.
And
yeah.
I just had the pleasure of enjoying some for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She is a great old lady.
Now, if you were here all week, how was that? Yeah, did she,
I was just
did you invite
wondering
her?
The same thing. I was wondering the same thing.
They were all here, too.
They are? Mm-hmm. Is your grandmother still here?
No, she has ventured back to Scandinavia.
Your grandmother's from Scandinavia?
Yeah, she's on the forefront of the heavy metal scene there.
Oh, is she?
Yes. She is an amazing bass player.
Your grandma's an amazing bass player.
She is one of the greatest growlers that you will ever hear sing.
Yeah.
You know, which brings me to this band, and I definitely, as far as my two categories of music go, metal and heavy metal, they are more of the heavy metal side, which
I like.
Do
you guys agree with that? You guys are more heavy metal than metal?
Definitely.
We play both kinds of music.
Yeah, you're going to have to talk into the mic so they can hear you.
I'd rather not.
No.
Which band was your grandmother in again?
You know, the first band that she was majorly famous for, I can't remember the name, but it was very Bible-y. It was like right out of the Bible or something.
Yeah.
I still think she ruined Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses, let me tell you, they are a copy of my band from the 80s, which was Crossbows and Lilacs.
Yeah, they totally ripped you off.
And they definitely, did. Axl Rose, definitely can't believe that he would get away with that. And I think it is amazingly bad thing because I had very good songs, like Great Child of Mine.
Yeah.
And that was a huge hit in British Columbia. But here in America, it was all about the Guns N' Roses, and I will never forgive them. But luckily, I think they're done for good.
Well, I think he got his karma with that whole glued on dreadlock thing he's got going on.
Yes, exactly. I also must say that despite all the rumors, I am not Buckethead. I have heard that.
Yeah. Still not sure.
I thought we were booked.
So are you completely, you know, the whole band, or just you and Axel have a beef?
You know, Slash is like a son to me. In fact, he is my son, I think. So, you know, he's okay as far as I'm concerned.
So you're okay with your son, Slash?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good instrumentalist. I think he plays with more than one string, even, and that is something that, you know, I am fascinated by.
Yeah.
Because I like to stick to that one string.
It's good to see your offspring branch out from you.
That the single string, when I first started playing it, I thought that I had to use a G string and down tune it to drop C. But it was just too loose like. So I did the D string and then I lowered it to drop C.
Mm-hmm.
And
let me be the first to say I really enjoy your G string.
Thank you.
A lot of people enjoy his G string.
It was just too loose. I needed to get it tightened up a little.
Yeah.
I couldn't get that note that I wanted to without it being like, wah, wah, wah. You know what I'm saying? It's like a loose string when you hit it.
It feels
just
very tight to me.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying myself.
Now, we've got a new member of the band that has joined us. What is that? Who's your friend there?
Oh, I just lost him, but I had a lovely little stink bug on me.
Yeah, you had a little bug on you. We are in Ashland, and sometimes the bugs do get in.
We live in an old farmhouse.
Unacceptable.
They always get in.
So you're okay with the bugs crawling on you?
Yeah.
At the station?
I don't mind at all. I had a little ant farm in my house recently.
You had an ant farm in your house?
Yeah, well, it wasn't like an ant farm. I just sent a bunch of Cheerios down on the floor. And they, like, came and hung out for a couple days.
Well, very nice. That's always a plan. That's a good way to start an ant farm. Mm-hmm.
Decent found. Guests, they actually clean up after themselves?
Yeah.
As a rule, yeah.
They're so strong.
So Radley, the band lives in a farmhouse, and they have donkeys and stuff all over the place. I mean, have you ever had that kind of existence?
Well, except for that I ride a horse from town to town. That definitely sounds that is very rock and roll to me, that you would have. How do you even have electricity?
Not much.
They have one outlet or something?
We share it.
You share the outlet.
It's a crank outlet.
It's a crank outlet. Mm-hmm. So that must make, like, you know, grooming and bathing, and not bathing, but grooming and shaving hard. Do you guys have to take turns shaving?
We don't do any of that
I don't see a lot of shaving going on. I don't.
Well, very nice. Radley, anything else you want to go before we take a little break?
You know, start saving for the concert. Like I was saying, it's probably going to be happening very soon.
How much are the tickets?
400 million.
400 million.
That's euros, so it's a little more.
400 million euros.
You get a tiger, that's a bargain.
You get a lion. No tigers.
Well,
no tigers.
I'm gonna get hard at work in owning a huge corporation, and I will be there.
Good.
I will be there, sir.
Hedge funds.
I'll make it happen. I want to be there. I don't want to miss the lion. So I'm looking forward to it. All right, guys, it is time to take a break. We're gonna be back more with Egrets here on Radio Rubber Room. But right now, this is the Atkinsons with "I Love Everything." Ow!
Are you ready?
Go ahead, Radley.
I'm Radley Rockwell, man. The greatest rocker who ever walked the earth. Do you have any idea where I'm right now?
Radio Rubber Room.
Radio Rubber Room, is it? Oh, yeah, man. Radio Room and the Radley Rockwell Radio Room Hour. 10 to midnight every Thursday. 2.9 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, babies and senile folks, the American kind, it's time for you to be aware of a great plague that is threatening to turn our great country into a land of great demise. Marijuana. Marijuana is a plant that converts large amounts of polluting carbon dioxide into oxygen and grows easily in most environments, threatening industries such as the lumber and oil industries. And they are awesome. Marijuana is obtained by users in exchange for money or illicit acts. Marijuana is typically smoked or baked into brownies. Smoking is not fun. Brownies are okay though, but not if marijuana is involved. Marijuana can cause users to feel happy and peaceful and artistic, but it's still bad, real bad, because the government tells us so, and we should trust them. Marijuana users have many different names, like stoners, potheads, reefer fiends, and Grateful Dead fan. They will typically help draw people into their growing cult by being really friendly and offering food or other items if you join them. Studies have shown that marijuana use leads to an increase in snack cake consumption, and God help us, we need those snack cakes. Studies also show that marijuana can reduce stress and increase libido, but you still should not do it. It can help cure most common ailments and death, but don't mess with it. They say marijuana is a gateway drug, a gateway into magical places where things taste better, jokes are funnier, and music is more powerful. And that's bad. So patrol the fields, and if you see any marijuana, burn it. That's the only way to make sure you've done your part to stop the scourge of this terrible plant.
New from Spoofco, it's My Pet Dinosaur. It's a fact that kids love dinosaurs, but with the growing popularity of violent video games and child-sized margaritas, the interest in dinosaurs is in decline. Because Spoofco believes that exploiting children is great for business, we've created My Pet Dinosaur. At-home genetics lab and incubation chamber.
This toy dinosaur is stupid.
Let's go play video games!
Hold on there, you little bastards. My Pet Dinosaur is different. Every My Pet Dinosaur package is complete with dino DNA, syringe, fid zipper, cell splicer, incubation chamber, and growth hormones for faster development.
I got a brontosaurus for Christmas. I named him Buster, and by summer, I was grounded because Buster ate all the trees and stomped on my mom's car. Stupid brontosaurus.
My friend Billy got a velociraptor. I miss Billy.
Look how cool my baby T-Rex is! Ow! My finger!
My Pet Dinosaur. New from Spoofco.
If you are under the influence of bath salts, resist the urge to eat a face. But if you are currently having your face eaten off, please continue to listen to Radio Rubber Room while doing so. Thank you.
That was Egrets Live here on Radio Rubber Room, and what was that one called?
That was called Ave.
Ave. Now, excuse me, I'm sorry. I was choking on this candy Roger has provided, and I'm sorry I mean all your candy Roger.
What's a candy Roger?
A candy Roger?
I'm very funny.
So I just wanted to throw, a big fan of birds?
Sure, yeah.
I want to throw out a couple. I want to give you a little trivia quiz here.
Is this what you were doing on the computer?
Yeah, I've been watching, man. I got the answers.
Oh, do you? Oh, you're not allowed to answer then. All right. This is a little egret quiz.
Sure.
The oldest known great egret was how many years old?
67. 38.
17. I was going to say 38, actually.
We've got final answer?
Yeah, sure. 38.
Wrong. 22. Minus one. We're gonna have more of those throughout the rest of the show.
Okay.
More of those throughout the rest of the show.
Now, what's the difference between a heron and an egret? Do you know? I don't know.
No, I couldn't tell you.
The wingspan.
Not on the radio. Can't say it on the radio.
I actually don't know a single thing about egrets.
This is gonna be a fun game.
That's great. That's awesome. That will be a fun game then.
Thanks. You know, what is the future plans for Deep Woods Collectives? What do you want to see it grow into?
I think tomorrow we're going to disband, shut it down.
Yeah. I get that feeling from you, yeah. So he hates the whole thing.
He hates the music, and it's just an all-around downer.
I don't like writing checks. I don't like music.
When did you have to write a check?
So, yeah.
So you don't like writing checks?
It's the threat of having to write a check.
Yeah.
Possibility.
Do you like not liking those things?
I get satisfaction out of shooting down everyone's ideas.
Oh,
that's
cool.
The funnest part of doing this. They just bring me ideas and I just...
No.
It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Uh-uh. My idea is always just put everything on mini disc. I'm pretty sure that's the emerging format.
So. Mini disc.
Yeah, mini disc.
ADAT.
Yeah.
I think you should totally invest all of your money into that.
I've been thinking about laser disc, but I don't know what the visual component is yet. Uh-huh. So, somewhere in there.
Have you thought about wax cylinders?
Oh, we produce them by hand.
Yeah.
Single editions, hand numbered, one by one. Yeah.
You don't seem like you hate that.
No, I love anything that's out of date, and you know, at heart I'm a Luddite.
That's where the money is.
Now, vinyl has make a has made a sweeping comeback. You know,
it's true.
A lot of bands. Putting stuff out on vinyl. Sean has an immense vinyl collection. How many you got now? I know you just got rid of a ton.
I guess I got about 150 left, but that came down from 1,000.
You just sold off about, like, what? So
like 800. Like
800.
Three carloads.
What size car? It's a really small car. It's a really, really small car.
It fits into my room. And it's a master closet.
The car fits into your room?
Yes.
Okay, it's a small one. It's like a like one of those smart cars.
Yeah, it's not.
See, at the Deep Woods Collective, we like to judge the size of a car by how many hay bales and pumpkins you can fit into it.
One. Okay, it's not
so
even
a Mini Cooper is so about not, 7 bales of hay
well, then
and
it
13 pumpkins.
Really?
So where does it fit in this scale?
On that scale, it's not even a car.
Okay.
And
the pumpkin, you put wheels on the pumpkin and it'll be bigger than the car.
But, so have you thought about bringing back the wax cylinder though? Like really breaking some ground, some retro.
Oh yeah. I actually
want
really
to technically,
but no
really
ours
get down to it. A wax cylinder is, it has more fidelity.
It does.
Than a vinyl it's disc because it doesn't have to deal with the centripetral force.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That's true.
That's science.
We sell them.
Yeah,
if you have the money, we can get you a cylinder. Yeah.
So that is a yes, then.
Yeah, we will do that.
The first format I ever recorded to was actually a block of wax with a nail.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
That's how they do it. That's how they did it.
Okay.
Trade, so, yeah.
So you actually have recorded on wax.
Yeah.
He was it's the violating way to go. A young...
We're putting it on wax.
So, yeah, bring life back to that expression, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, but
stacks
seriously, you
wax.
Did record on wax.
Yeah.
What was that process?
You can break it down to its most simple components and literally have a needle, like a sewing needle or a nail, and all you need to do is have a consistent movement of the block of wax or cylinder, whatever shape you use, and just have music piped into that needle. It'll dig in its nice little grooves, and you can play it right back through anything.
Oh, so you recorded something pre-recorded onto the wax?
Well, you can do live noise, or you can do something pre-recorded. Mm-hmm. As long as you have enough amplification, enough volume to it. Mm-hmm.
Were you actually using amplification? Were you using like a horn, like really going old school?
Yeah, we had a ripped apart phonograph that we were using the horn as the microphone, going straight down into a sewing needle into a slightly warmed block of wax.
That's how they did it in the old days, man. That's how they...
You got to learn from the ground up.
Uh-huh.
No, that was the first thing I recorded.
It was.
Thomas Edison.
It was.
So that's, yeah, it's a really cool story. I mean, is it something you've done a lot of, or you just tried it once to try it, or
experiment and everything? Yeah. You know, you can't appreciate everything. You can't appreciate anything without trying everything.
So have you heard of these things called jump drives?
Yes.
I know we were talking about these earlier. You know, a lot of bands are going to that medium.
So I've heard, yeah.
Yeah. Something you think about going that route too?
Send us your drives and we will fill it up.
And keep them.
And keep them. That's right. We need jump drives.
Mail them to.
We'll resell them.
Now, how does one get a hold of Deep Woods? Or how does one, just people you've known so far, but is there a idea of branching out and pulling on some more artists? Or just keep continuing to work with the ones you have?
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, I think as
far as... Our ears are certainly open.
Yeah, as funds and as our personal time allow, we'll continue to expand. But you know, we all have day jobs.
Yeah.
So,
is there any particular bands, say where you're from or who you work with, or out of Richmond that you know of that you'd be like, yeah, we'd love to do that with them too?
Oh, I wouldn't want to embarrass myself by throwing it out there and not being able to harangue any of these bands into working with us. But we were talking through a third party at one point about Lonely Boner and the Sacred Teachers.
That's not a band.
That was one potential thing that we would have liked to get involved with in Richmond.
I don't think you can say
there are
that
a lot
on
of
air.
Different things. Yeah. A lot of bands in the DC and Richmond area that we
basically
love
it comes
to work
down
with.
To if we like your music and we think we can help you.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there, I'll rephrase it then, any bands you like particularly? Around that, you know, you haven't mentioned there, you haven't been working with.
Well, it's unfortunately Frau Eva, I guess, is coming to the end or has come to the end of their career for the time being. They were someone that we would love to work with. Mm-hmm. We mentioned Dave Klinger earlier, he was a member of that band. But his solo career is fantastic, amazing pianist and singer,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of in the direction of cabaret.
Can you say pianist on the air?
Penis,
so we
yes.
would love to work with Dave, as yeah. among many other people. But, you know, like Alex said, we try and just curate things that we enjoy because it's not really a business. It's more just a, you know, project on the side. It's, you know, things we care about.
So not something you'd want to get to that point where it is all you're doing.
That would be nice if the markets ever allow for things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly a tough industry to be in these days, as I'm sure anyone understands. But it's everyone's kind of you know, goal to do that.
What do you think? And Roger, feel free to chime in. Why do you think it is so tough for a lot of people to make a living doing, you know, that kind of work? Is it maybe the saturation of people that want to do it? Or?
I think that there's like a 16-year-old cutoff. Like, if you want to be a famous musician, like 17, over.
Yeah.
You have no chance after that.
Well, it's also, it's really difficult to actually get, you have to have a revenue stream, and it's really tough to get that established. Because everybody's doing free music online, and you got to figure out another way to get the money coming in, because pretty much you're giving away the music.
Yeah.
It really stinks that it has to be that way, but no one's paying for actual music. Yeah, they're paying for t-shirts and tickets to the concerts, hopefully, but...
Yeah. You know. Yeah, the cultural shift is just everything is 99 cents or free, so it's a tough market to work in.
Yeah.
So it's really got to be a, you know, something you're passionate about. It's not really necessarily something you can make any money at. Especially when you have several people in the mix like we do, where mm-hmm. it's the four of us as the core group doing everything.
Now, you know, is that just a kind of... It's a funny thing to me sometimes, you know, it is something people are passionate about. You know, a lot of people are passionate about their work, you know, a carpenter, you know, a farmer, things like that, and they all sell their products. You know, why do musicians and artists feel like they have this need to give it away all the time?
I think at this point, it's for it, us at least, it's less of a need to give it away by our own devices, as more as just no one will, you know, people are reluctant to purchase without a little bit of a free taste.
Mm-hmm. There's kind of a race to the bottom phenomenon mm-hmm. going on.
Music is a BS art form because anyone can do it for free.
But not everyone can do it well. That's the problem.
Well, that kind of goes back to what Derek said about the saturation of it all. Is, you know, now what everyone can get a laptop and you know, make an album really easily, and so the problem, it's great because more people have access to the tools. It's bad because you have a lot more crap out there, mm-hmm. you know, and so you're contending more with really computer generated music that isn't necessarily interesting but is more marketable. Mm-hmm. So the more truer, purist art form approach to it is less and less appealing to a lot of people.
Not that we have anything against computer music.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
My opinion of top 40 hits dramatically changed maybe 2 years ago or so when a gentleman had broken to this other gentleman's house and the young guy gave a little news spiel about it, an interview on the news, and I guess these two guys thought it was very funny that he said some stuff, and they remixed it all down in Pro Tools and made a hit single out of it. I don't know if
is that the guy who the guy broke in and said, "Hide your moms, hide your wives."
Hide your moms, hide your wives. They raping everybody up.
It's just auto-tune.
So have you guys thought of trying to go viral?
We are viral. Actually,
at least Ricky is.
Oh, I didn't say have you thought of catching a virus. You would have missed some school for that if you would have thought it through. But you know, yeah. So yeah, maybe putting out like Radley we talked to a little while ago. Some of those gimmicks, like having a shark at your show, throwing sharks at people.
Well, lions. We have the beginning of what I guess could be thrown more in the viral direction. Another project that we're all really passionate about is called Uncle Gary. And
are we passionate about that?
Uncle Gary causes everyone to
finally
be
he's passionate about a project and you guys are laughing at him. Shame on you.
It's my one shame chance.
You're supportive.
So
man.
Uncle Gary is a series of four keyboardists and it certainly borders on something illegal as far as scaring children and scaring mothers and fathers and mm-hmm. You know, everyone's got an Uncle Gary in their life, and sometimes you just have to let Uncle Gary shine.
Well, very nice. Finally something you're passionate about. I'm glad. I knew we'd dig it out. All right, guys, it is time to take another break. This is Sajak with Mean Streak here on Radio Rubber Room.
Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Lies are the guys to somewhere in the Damilat Dukhmana Afghanan Wali Katle.
We've all seen them salivating outside of a subway. You've told yourself, maybe next week, or sometime soon. Every minute you wait, a stoner sobers up. This can lead him or her to make terrible decisions, like get a job, shower, or be productive. Millions of stoners die each day from soberness-related injuries. Others become maimed from activities such as doing things or trying to read.
Without stoners, there wouldn't be anyone to laugh at Seth Rogen movies. This is Isaac. He's a 35-year-old man that still lives with his mother. Isaac frequently has difficulties acquiring sandwiches that are essential to his happiness. During dry times, Isaac can potentially have dramatic mood swings, causing madness that can lead to uncontrollable acts like punching a baby, bestiality, and watching Sex in the City DVD title screen for 14 hours at a time. But who cares? He's not your stoner. Why should you care? Because he is a stoner, and he needs weed to stay happy. I'm Sarah McLachlan, and for just pennies a day, you can assure that Isaac has the basic requirements he needs to get by. 90% of each dollar you spend goes directly towards crucial amenities, like Doritos, Family Guy DVDs, and the grass that each stoner needs to live a fulfilling life. You'll most likely receive pictures of your stoner, showing their progress. And there's a strong possibility your stoner will show up at your house at all hours to show you his Grateful Dead tapes. And that will give you a sense of personal gratification that you just can't buy. All you have to do is step up and say, I'm going to help this stoner. Because he needs you. To help him get high. This ad was paid for by Christian Stoner PC.
Hey guys, Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Driving can be tough if you're drunk or blind or a baby. Driving assistance monkeys are now being trained thanks to a new method of training that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Just remove driving assistance monkey from the fresh seal packaging. Don't worry, they're in a state of hibernation. They did, in their favor, just complete a rigorous training program and travel a long way to get to you. All it takes to activate your monkey is a firm shaking. Once awakened, your driving assistance monkey is ready to drive right out of the box. Drive home from the bar or hospital in style. Thanks to a loophole in federal law, driving assistance monkeys are not subject to traffic violations. Your driving assistance monkey will get you there fast. How fast? Faster than you can tell it where you're going. Driving assistance monkey preemptively decides your destination. Avoiding to yield to traffic, roads, or pedestrians, your driving assistance monkey will get you there using the most direct route. In time, it will learn your area and be able to do tasks on its own, such as go to the grocery store, return books to the library, score drugs, and pick up the kids from school. Don't worry, driving assistance monkey is great with kids, gently smacking troublesome children in the face or throwing feces at them. Each driving assistance monkey comes with monkey-sized driving cap, flavored reward tokens, and emergency sleepy time syringe, just in case of a rebellious monkey. Don't forget to ask about kitchen help, Gorilla. Making culinary tasks a breeze with his knowledge of fire and steel. You'll love having my monkeys around. They'll most likely obey your every command.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb you are building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Thank you. tested, memories, perceptions tested, which outside, which persisted, not for where my thoughts were born, lonely in my questions stewing, tact and reason fast eschewing, upward shot I loudly spewing, violent murk all laced with scorn. So what say thee, Jay, what say thee? Speak me words over, speak them vile, or speak them
Egrets here live on Radio Rubber Room. And what was that one called, gentlemen?
What Say the Jay?
What Say the Jay? Are you ready for another egret trivia question?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
All right. The great egret flies slowly but powerfully with just 2 wing beats per second. What is their cruising speed?
2 wing beats per second?
Mm-hmm.
4 miles an hour.
4 miles an hour? Final answer?
Sure.
25 miles an hour.
That's not slow. That's not slow. You gotta know your speed.
I don't know. I'm just reading off Wikipedia or whatever. Don't quote me.
You know, Wikipedia can be changed by anybody, so.
Yeah.
You just never know.
So, to all listeners out there, you need to change that immediately to say 4 miles.
4 miles. Change it to 4 miles an hour.
To 4 miles an hour, and make sure you add the R to egret. Please.
Egret.
So, guys, let's talk about you guys all have different side projects you've got going on. I want to talk about a little about those different projects.
Yeah, sure.
Go for it.
We have a 7-inch vinyl now for Yukon Charlie. That's my solo project.
So what kind of group is that?
It's a completely solo. Yeah,
just completely solo?
It's literally the first time I ever picked up instruments.
Okay.
I made this little record, so it's got a electric guitar, piano, drums, harmonicas, melodicas, organs, celestes, all sorts of different things.
Picked up a piano?
I picked it up.
Wow. Cool,
it's,
man.
It's kind of the sound of bench pressing more than anything.
Love it.
It's about 7 minutes each side of bench pressing and grunting.
And so you played all the instruments on the album.
Played all the instruments, sang first attempt at music. These guys were really integral to me sharing that with the world.
So what about some of the other side projects?
We've got this side project that would be Ricky's. It's called Ghost Cat Cabin Band. Uh-huh. It's all his music that he's been doing for several years that we kind of help out with.
Beautiful music that no one has ever heard before,
And I think the best thing is to keep it secret for as long as we can.
Promote it a lot, though.
Yeah,
promote the secret music. That's right.
Oh, well, you've heard about it before, I'm pretty sure.
So what's going on? It recorded yet, or...?
There's a lot of recordings. The whole thing is to try to keep it underground so that no one knows about it, and bringing it up on the radio kind of throws a wrench in the whole...
There's one rule with that band, which is the music can only be played in 200-year-old cabins.
Okay.
At least.
It's been that way for at least 5 years now.
So that music will only be heard at the cabin?
Most likely. I mean, you could listen to it on your iPod if you have the money to... I mean,
can afford to buy a cabin and be in it.
Oh, so you will go to other people's cabins and play
it. I will definitely go to other people's cabins and play this golden gems of music... Yes.
So people can come hit you up on the Facebook page and say, I want you to come play my cabin.
Mm-hmm. So it's most likely will be.
Probably the same people are going to see Radley Rockwell show, I'd assume.
I'm pretty sure that we had a request for Ghost Cat to play there. I'm not certain, but I'm pretty sure.
I think
we might have to work those details out.
There's so many requests online right now, it's just tough to decide which ones are worthwhile.
Very nice. And then and some other projects too as well?
Cam's got a fantastic one that he should talk about.
Yeah, whenever I write music, and I feel like I finished writing a song, it's mostly instrumental, compositional stuff, really drum heavy. Right now I'm going under the name Decorator, but I haven't done anything with online presence. If you're interested in stalking me, you can... add me on Facebook, because I...
Like having you on a shelf in a store?
I
stalking
maintain a Facebook page.
Stalking. S-T-O-C-K-Y.
Stalking. So drum heavy, but playing other instruments on it as well?
Yeah, like for instance...
All at the same time.
The same time.
Last set I played, there's a video of it on YouTube on the Deep Woods
YouTube page.
On the YouTube page. And it's under Aunt Pam at Deep Woods Collective.
Hmm. What is Aunt Pam?
It's like the former title of my solo project. So it'll be more like stuff on that video.
And you, sir, another side project as well, or is this your side
this
project?
This is my side
project. This is your side project. Oh,
sorry,
so what's
your... Mike. This is my side
project. So then what would be your main project? If this is your, this is your main project and your side project, that's...
This is my project.
This is your project. Yeah. But then all cooperating and working on each other's different visions.
Exactly, yeah.
So basically same band, different visions.
Almost. Some of them are more singular than others. Mm-hmm. Like mine has no other partners in crime. Cam's usually is completely solo. Ricky has some help.
We're
Alex has
friends.
Some help, but we... We'll fill in as backing band members anytime it's
but
necessary.
Then performing them is different projects, you know. How's that work?
The key is we don't perform.
Yeah.
I thought that's what you do at the farmhouse.
It's on ideal.
Well, I think the idea is if you book one side project, those are the songs that get played.
Gotcha. So, basically, but playing a show live, say Cam's band, you guys do play other instruments on that, or it's just to...
It depends on the set. Like last set I played, I was completely by myself. Like I pre-recorded the music.
Okay.
Burned,
that's what I was gonna, yeah,
burned
so.
It onto a DVD and made visuals that were also on the DVD. And I played it on a flat screen TV that was sitting on top of two 15-inch cabinets and a 410. And then, yeah, I played drums to that.
Oh, so play drums to the video.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's cool, yeah.
That way you feel it.
And then a similar thing with your project performing live, or...?
Yeah, Yukon Charlie has only had one live show so far. It's predominantly an online thing. I'm kind of a recluse by nature, so I don't really do a lot of my solo stuff out. But for some reason, my record was the first one that we released.
Mm-hmm.
There's kind of a mix of... pre-recorded instrumentation and a cappella parts and a little bit of
dog howling.
Yeah, there's Guido the Muckluck Bear is always Cameo. Involved with my records and
very nice.
Live shows. He's the other half.
So your tunes, a lot of the songs that I hear, and I don't want to insult you by using this term, but the term I'm hearing, feeling, is almost like there's a lot of avant-garde influence in a lot of this stuff. There's some really creative stuff that's just not that's not something you're going to hear every day.
Our whole worlds are avant-garde. It's really tough to distinguish what is what other than avant-garde.
Sure.
Yeah, well said.
Well, I mean, it's like you're not following formulas for tunes. It doesn't sound like I haven't sat down to analyze your tunes yet. But
you haven't. What's wrong?
Sorry about that. You know, but because you haven't released them yet, I can't really. Yeah. But I'm hearing a lot of creative stuff.
I can't speak for the rest of the guys, but at least with my project, Yukon Charlie, it's really more in the vein of like Jad Fair, half Japanese. It's intentionally not learning how to play the instruments in a traditional sense, but mm-hmm. just messing around with them until you get something that works and going with it. So I guess I compensate for my lack of talent and ability with a good sense of taste and a little bit of a, you know, ear for things. And I think we all approach our different projects from very different, you know, avenues, but...
And it's kind of cool, and you all kind of just dive in where you're needed and where you'll fit on each other's projects.
Yeah, you know, one example of that is I've never played a bass guitar up until the past couple months. Alex taught me how to play bass guitar for his band, and I've never played a guitar really either, so I'm just pretending to play along to these things. And the rest of them are quite talented, naturally.
It shift around as well, too. Like, the first couple Egret shows, Tom and Ricky were not a part of it. So, like you said, it's when the need is there, we form like Voltron.
And I'm hearing the Voltron.
All right, guys, we are out of time, but hey, thanks a lot, guys. Had a blast with you. Enjoyed it. Glad you made it down. Make sure you check out their Facebook page for more releases in the future. But right now, this is the show. Oh, and thanks again, Roger.
My pleasure.
You're a lifesaver. You're a lifesaver, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Roger. Roger the Rager.
Roger the Rager on Radio Uber.
See. All right, guys. We are out, but this is the Shack Band with Picture Yourself. Good night.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans. And my
nice community.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck from coke.
I've seen him.
But that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they going to say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there was no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart.
What are they going to say about it? What are they going to say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go. You know, I got tiger blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
Ah! No. No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering? Whatever, it's just a joke.